Blog Talk Radio.
Tighten your seatbelt and prepare for landing.
The Jet Life Sports Arena.
The best hour of sports topics on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting your host, the G6. Yeah!
All right, Fly Sports Show, we're back this week. Had last week off, but we're back in the saddle, man. We got a lot going on. That's what we want. I got my co-host, Tone, Sleepy Tone. He's trying to sleep at night. Got him on the line, man. Tone.
You.
Hey, man. Is that time? It's the most wonderful time of the year. We got the training camp, man.
I'm still mad Tiger, man.
Well, let's talk about that first then, man, because we're gonna probably talk NFL most of the night. So
Tommy kind of made he pissed me off, man. Talking about he wasn't gonna finish, he didn't. But man, this is different, man. He basically made that double, man. It killed him, but he was right there, man. He was leading for a second, man. That says a lot right there. Hopefully he'll be ready for this PGA, but man. I listened to it on PGA Tour Radio, and man, everybody was so happy for him, man. I mean, you could just tell everybody was happy that he was in contention.
I'm gonna keep it real. Me and my wife was watching it, man, and we was excited. We were so happy, man. I was fist pumping everywhere, but I say, babe, I say, watch this. I say, this is where the Tiger of lately. Has been right before he even did anything. I say he's in the lead. I say the old Tiger would have stepped on everybody's neck and put the pedal to the metal and really secured the win. I say watch. I say I'm telling you, just his MO lately. I say man, he's probably gonna mess it up. I say I don't know how. Probably gonna mess it up, and he's probably not gonna win this tournament. Sure enough, did a couple bozo moves, uncharacteristic. Even the late the Tiger of late, that was a little bit uncharacteristic. Like you said, made that double, and you know he did what he did, man. But I mean, I guess I'm gonna be honest. I wasn't expecting speed for none of those guys to come back the way they did. I thought Tiger was gonna have to make a run at least get to 10-11 under. But I definitely wasn't expecting those guys to come all the way back to 6-7.
Yeah, well, I kind of knew. I didn't think 10-11 was gonna get when they kept talking about that win. I knew that win
was
got
windy.
Tricky on that last day. So,
hey, Tiger was the man. But you know, again, just another stepping stone. We all know. Let's be honest, man. He ain't gonna be dominant no more like he used to be. But to even be that close. You gotta think, man. He's right there to cleaning this thing up.
He is
and really.
He is.
One thing
people don't know though, man. You know he's never won a major coming from behind. He's always won. He's won every one of his majors either leading or co-leading.
Yeah.
He won into the final round.
Yeah.
So he would have did something he ain't never
That's
done.
True.
Yes, Sunday. So. I think he's going to pull one off, man. It might not be the PGA. Like you always said, it'll probably be the Masters. He probably ain't quite ready for that Open. I don't know, though, man. You're talking next year, and he gets some more golf on this belt. I think he right there, man. He got his swing. He played conservative. He had a game plan. He stuck to it, and I was happy for him, man. I kind of felt like he was
going
to make that one hiccup, man, and he did, but.
He did.
Really, that bogey kind of killed him, too, because he would have had to finish 8-under, man. But I think he's right there, though. I mean, tied for 6.
He is.
He moved up to 51st in the world, I think. So, man, everything pointing up for him.
I'll say this. I look at it like this, bro. This is the God's honest truth. I think that he's going to probably tie Jack, but I think it's going to have to be – I think it's going to be two Masters, because he's going to play that tournament good if he's hitting good or not. It's going to be two Masters, a U.S. Open, and an Open. I think it's going to be – he's going to end up tying. I don't think he'll pass Jack, but I think he'll tie him when it's all said and done. He may squeak out five. I got him down for four. I got it. Hey, Butch Davis. Butch Harmon said it. He said it best, man. He said, look, if Tiger stopped trying to compete with them boys pound for pound and play a different game, he's more talented than them. He kind of had to on this course that links. He didn't really need the driver like that. It was some holes that you could put the driver to get you up there by the green. You could drive the green or whatever like that. He tried that a couple times. But for the most part, but what you just said, he played conservative. He used his irons most of the day. And when he did that, he outshined them boys. He was right there. He had a controlled game. And that's all Butch Harmon been saying. Butch Harmon's like, man, if I had him again, we wouldn't even be trying to bomb it off the tee. I'm gonna have him more conservative and let his talent just outshine everybody else, man. Hopefully he learned something from this week. And he could take that. Now, every course, obviously, most U.S. courses, man, you're going to have that drive off the tee. That's just what it is. But there are ways to play conservative and to play smart and not try to take so many chances, man. And hopefully, you know, he'll learn from that. But what else you got, man? What else you got? But I think he'll come around.
They reporting to camp tomorrow, man. I mean, it's on.
It's something else I wanted to talk about, man. Oh.
Carmelo signing with the Rockets for the vet minimum.
Yeah. I mean, that's smart because he know, man, you got money. It's all about getting that ring now. And you'll have a chance.
Yeah,
he's
going to have a chance with Houston, man.
You'll have a chance.
He's going to have a chance. They're going to be good. I don't know what his role is.
They're going to be good, man.
You'll have a chance.
Did Capella stay with them, man, or you don't know?
I ain't heard nothing about Capella. I don't think he signs with nobody yet. You know, it's still kind of early, so yeah, that'll start coming into focus soon.
The Hornets signed somebody else, man, lately.
Come on, besides Tony
Parker. It was a good pickup. I felt like it was a decent pickup. Felt like it was a center, man. I can't think right now. I had to look that up. But, we got, like you say, we in the camp, man. Y'all reported today or y'all report tomorrow?
They report tomorrow. They report tomorrow and it start Thursday.
Today or tomorrow? Yeah, I think it might be the same. Our rookie's already in there, though. Eli and the rookie's already practicing, man. They reported, I think, Sunday or Monday. But, we here, man. We got OBJ's contract talks, man. Julio Jones holding out. We got some topics tonight, man.
They said he was only going to sit out the camp. I mean, what's
right,
that?
Right,
who cares?
Right.
I mean, he a vet, man. I mean, I guess camp with health, be in shape. But
you know, that's that old veteran ploy, though. That's an old veteran move, man. You don't pay me, I ain't going to show up to camp.
They'll be hot. They do not like going. That's what the boy Strahan did with his last year, the next to the last year or something like that.
The year we won the bowl. He did the year we won the bowl.
Oh, the year he retired,
man.
He sat out, huh?
Yep. Now, I don't think we got nobody on the board. Let's see.
Nah, ain't nobody on there. They're taking that week off for everybody else, man. Ain't nobody thinking about us.
Man, Jason, funny thing, Jason had me early this morning. The show tonight? That show tonight, ain't it? You back on tonight? So he'll probably come through, man. Other than that, man, I don't know what...
Dad, I don't know how much gonna happen, but Cam and all our receivers, man, they showed a video of them doing some hella workouts, man, up some hills and it's like my partner fan said, while your team out partying and eating bonbons, putting in some work. Well, boys, man, I like where we at mentally, man. I ain't going to lie. I don't know what we're going to do, but I know we're going to be a tough out. We ain't going to win them all. We ain't going to lose them all. But I know it's definitely going to be worth watching us play because we're going to be all right.
I gotta keep it real with you, Tone. Boy, I ain't just saying this to say it. Man, them boys, Beckham, Barkley, Shep, all them boys worked out all offseason. I didn't really see them partying like that, man. And I think the thing that threw Beckham off was that picture that girl took over in Europe with the cocaine on the plate. I think once that happened, that might have been a blessing in disguise, man. He shut it down after that. Yeah, he started working after that, man.
Right.
He really ain't one do too much,
I,
man.
One thing I always say, man, we talked about this earlier in the year, where late last year when they were still playing. But you know something, man? At the end of the day, they put a lot. Man, them guys in their early 20s, man. I mean, they young, man. I ain't taking up for them, but I know you're not gonna make no great decisions every day of your life in your 20s. I mean,
right.
I'm not saying I ain't talking about the cocaine stuff. I'm just saying in general, all these young millionaire athletes, man, they got to go through something. They got to see something, whether it's the media getting on them or trying to crucify them, or they see something in their own personal life. But, you know, a lot of those players,
well,
Chris Carters and the Randy Mosses, all of them was young and dumb at one time, man.
Yeah. Hey, I'd be the first to admit, I made some bad ones. Sheesh. Man. That's just the way it go, man. Like you say, when you that age, man.
Yeah.
That's just the way the mop flops, man.
I think it's going to be interesting, man. One thing I will say on the football season is I think this anthem stuff going to be interesting. This. What
you
call
what,
punishing
though?
Players and all that. I'm interested to see how this pan out, man, at the beginning of the season.
Well, the NFL suspended that rule. I don't know if you saw that. They just came back around. They just suspended that rule for now.
I know they were smart. I think the players' union came out and said something, didn't they?
Possibly.
Somebody rebutted it. It didn't make any sense, though. You're not going to. How you going to suspend players,
man?
See, now, I'm going to be honest with you. They want to do that, but the way this thing's set up, man, you know, it's a lot of black
red
tape. Black, not experience. What's the word I'm looking for? It's a lot of black hand in this whole NFL thing. I can't find the right word. But they know they couldn't
right.
do that, man. We got a lot of blacks got a lot of pull in the NFL, man. You can't just do that. I think they did that because they know they was going to get hit economically.
Right.
They all, you know, football ratings went down last year. You know, they don't talk about it, but it did go down.
Well, let me say this. Well, I say this, man. I know y'all got a new owner who just getting settled in, but John's co-owner did come out and say, man, we're not punishing nobody. Anybody – you want to protest? Protest. We're not holding against you. We're not gonna punish nobody for wanting to protest. He say, man, y'all, it's bigger than what y'all understand. He said, Tish came out of his own mouth and said, man, it's bigger. Y'all don't understand what they're going through and what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So how you gonna tell them not to protest? He said, y'all don't get it. It's a lot deeper than what the surface is. I'm like, damn.
But that would make sense coming out of New York, though. You know, New York, you got to be,
right.
you know, it's so much media coverage. That would make sense coming out of New York. You're going to have a different, you know, being in a city like that, your owners, you're just going to have your point of view is going to definitely be different than a Bob McNair down in Houston. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't, you know, being in the South and being in the North. Right. Yeah, you know what he said. But that wouldn't surprise me for Giants on the saying that. And that's probably another you made me think by them saying that, him coming out saying that, they probably had a meeting, some meeting that didn't nobody know about. It was like it was too much up and down with it. Like one owner probably felt like this, another owner felt like that, another owner felt like that. So they probably, you know, they probably was combating it. Dang, I'm losing a lot of words tonight. But they was probably up in arms amongst themselves about it. They probably couldn't come to an agreement all together because, you know, they like to vote on everything. So they probably couldn't come to agreement on that themselves. So they probably had to leave that alone, man. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they run Goddell. So whatever the owners say, Goddell going to come out and say it anyway. So.
Right. That's true. And like I say, man, I said it 2 weeks ago. You know, it's been diminished anyway, man. when you got Jerry Jones yelling and all this stuff, man, it got diminished. It's time to put your money and your thoughts in another direction. That's why I like what Kaepernick said. Kaepernick said, man, I'm not doing – if I get back in the league, I'm not kneeling because that time is over. We did it. We made a statement. Now it's time to go behind – do the grassroots stuff and go behind the scenes and work now. All the public
right.
kneeling and all
that.
Man, it's a lost this thunder now. It's too many people doing it.
Yeah,
for dumb reasons.
It's time to move on to something else. That was good at the time. Man, at the end of the day, it's time. If you ain't doing nothing economically, you really ain't doing nothing. All that
yelling, really
it was good
that.
At the time, but if you're not hitting people in their pocketbook, it was, but I agree. It's time to move on. It's time to go to another way of dealing with it or handling it because it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
or another approach to help the problem, whatever. But
man,
hey,
I read today, man. You might want to pick up the new Final Call. They talking about Wells Fargo, Bank of America. They profiting off of police brutality and those bonds. They got bonds. You got to read that article. It's deep. But they profiting off of police brutality and stuff, man. So it's deep, man. I mean, it's real deep. Yeah, they got bonds and all that. They a lot for families and all that. That's a lot of money to go into them funds, and policemen get paid out of all that. It's crazy, man. I the article real long. I didn't read it all, but it's
well, the good
deep.
Thing is,
but anyway,
getting out
we'll
there.
Keep it on sports. But
yeah, the good thing is, it's getting out there, and the awareness is getting out there between racial lines to where it's just not a black thing. It's a thing that everybody's starting to take aware of. And fit have compassion for, and hopefully we can get this thing turned around here in some years to come, man. It's opening up a lot of eyes, not only for blacks, but for a lot of different races, man. So that's cool. I like the way it's going, man. Like I say, the kneeling part though, time to move on from that, man. They ain't doing that no more, man. They're not gonna show it on TV. That's what I'm saying. They're not gonna show it on TV. They're not gonna do it. They may show week one of somebody might, you know, they may show week one just because of the story, but after that. I ain't gonna even show that crap no more, man.
Yeah,
so,
but football is upon us, though. Fan Fest next Friday, man. It's on, man.
I may check it out.
When the
this,
Hall of Fame?
Weekend,
the Hall of
man.
Fame game next weekend, ain't it? Not this weekend, but next weekend.
I think so, man. I'm gonna be in New York this weekend,
who,
man.
You know, who's in the Hall of Fame game
on
this
Saturday?
Year?
I don't know. I'm not sure, man. I knew. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up. I'm gonna be in New York this Saturday, man. Live and direct. I'm doing a live broadcast, man. A special broadcast now. But we're going to, you know, I'm gonna take some pictures and stuff, man, and meet
what
some of the players
up there, for,
man.
A
meet...
family something?
Yes, a family. My uncle, a little sick up there, man. But I'm going to check him out. That's the main reason I'm going, man. You know, mom's put together a care package for a brother, man. I'm going to take that up there. But while I'm up there, man, practice, they got an open practice. The only open practice on Saturday, as far as what I'm told, for the whole training camp is on this Saturday, and I'm gonna be there, man. Me and the Sim gonna be in the house, man.
Oh,
so you know, yeah, I'm gonna meet up with the Sim, man, and we're gonna do what we do. Go out there, you know, take some snapshots, man, and you know, blah 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 blah. But yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, man, we're gonna go to practice, man. I know you're gonna probably try to dip down to Spartanburg one time. This training
I would say,
camp.
You know, I ain't even far from Spartanburg, man. I think I'm about 40 minutes from Spartanburg. I might. My son coming up for Fan Fest, so me and him probably gonna
Bruh,
meet out there at Fan Fest.
Put your paintbrush down. Go enjoy your practice, man. Go enjoy some.
Oh
practice.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that. It's gonna slow down. I done got that shit. I done kind of got caught up now, man. I'm waiting around. It's a slow motion again.
I see. Rent ready.
But yeah, I'm gonna either go to Camp or Fan Fest, man. I'm gonna go to one of them.
Okay.
I used to go slide down there for a day at camp at least once or twice. I'll probably wait till they put the pads on though.
I see. We got OBJ's contract, man. What you thinking, man? They say I'm hearing about 5 years, $100 million. Not 5 years.
He definitely wanted quarterback money. He up there.
Oh, he up
there. He definitely up there. I think the Rams just signed Gurley to 5 years, 60, 45 guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about running back. I think he's the highest paid running back.
Yeah, I guess Beckham will probably set the standard for the new receiver. He'll probably help Julio out. I mean, if he go ahead and sign, that'll give Julio a barometer to sign on.
But
5 years, 100, let's say $20 million. That's about right, though. What's the highest paid receiver right now? Maybe Brown or who is it?
Highest paid receiver right
well,
now.
Well, the average right now around
what,
16, right? About 16 a year, baby. Yep.
16, 17.
It's
Brown.
I'll be honest. Well, if he get 100, he probably won't. I'm trying to think what they'll guarantee him. Because that might be a little steep, man. You know, they ain't going to probably go way over. If the average 16,
right.
I'm thinking he might get 18.
Well, he getting – I just read an article, man. I wish the skim number was on because I posted it to our little chat room. But he's going to get – with the fifth-year option, he getting $8 million this year. So it's a way they can give him a five-year deal. And it's a way they can give him a five-year deal and not have to touch this year's salary. They can lower it, but he'll still. They can lower it and structure it to where contract, but this year's salary it either stay the same or get lowered. So they actually help the cap, and then you know all his money will kick in after that, bonuses and all that, base salary bonus and all that mess like that. But it's actually a way they can tweak it to make it fit this year's salary. He already making eight, almost nine, so they saying hey, it's a way they can tweak it, man, to either lower it. Or whatever, so he won't miss a beat this year as far as money. All his money are kicking. You know, he'll get a signing bonus and all that, but that's not – they don't count signing bonuses against the cap. So he'll get a signing bonus or whatever, and they can keep it moving, man. But, yeah, man, we got to get that deal done, man. I think it'd be risky to let him play. It'd be risky to let him play, and he have a damn good year. It's going to push that number up at least a million from what they're talking about, man. They're saying right now we might get about an 18 and a half a year. If we let him play, that shit might be 20, man.
Well, you know, that's what we did. What you're saying y'all should do is what we did with Cam. We signed him the year before he had that MVP year. The year he signed, won the MVP, we signed him the year that season that it started. You know, we signed him in the offseason.
Okay.
So we kind of were smart with that. Because if he would have had that MVP year, regardless about the shoulder and all that, he probably would have got $5 more million a year, man, easily. So if I was the Giants, I would go ahead. I wouldn't let him probably have a good year. I mean, he done broke records his first 4 years. I wouldn't see why I would change. Only an injury would stop him from doing, you know, having a great year. If I was New York, I would sign him before he start playing, man. I wouldn't let the year play out because if I was betting, I would say you have to pay him more if y'all waited.
Yeah. That's true. Man, I don't know, man. They need to get it done. That's all I can say. I say get
I
it done. Get
do.
It done, Gettleman, man.
Gettleman. If you can play, Gettleman's fine. I mean, Gettleman ain't. Gettleman get him
yeah,
fine,
Gettleman
man.
Get done. We did sign Connor Baldwin. 31-year-old Connor Baldwin, the outside linebacker for depth. Boy, he building a team that he built y'all, boy. Bringing all them veterans. Same way, man. Bringing in all them contact the veterans.
Right.
Yeah, we got him. We signed him yesterday, I think. $2 million a year, $2.5 million a year, 5 year deal, 2 year deal, whatever. Yeah,
who?
That's pretty much it, man.
Who
Connor
y'all
Baldwin. Connor Baldwin.
Who?
Connor Baldwin. Was it Baldwin? Baldwin, not Baldwin. Connor Baldwin. Outside linebacker, man.
Oh,
he played
play for the Eagles?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He
played for
the
Texans
Eagles.
And the Eagles.
Yeah, he played for the Rams last year in a rotation role, which he'll be with us too. Rotation. He had 5 sacks, man, but they say he's a real high character locker room guy. Oh, Gettleman strikes again, boy. He you know he's going to throw them vets in there, man.
Oh, he'll definitely get you a bargain, some bargain players now. But and the ones but they'll be good fill-in players. He good for that.
He good for that. That reminds me, who that guy y'all had got? Who was that y'all had got that DN in the middle of the season? Y'all Super Bowl.
Yeah, because everybody got hurt. Jared Allen.
Oh, Jared Allen. He'll get you some good feeling. And they be high-character guys. That's his M.O. They got to be
good. Yep.
I'm
going to be honest, man. I'm going to tell you another sneaky one we got that end up being cool, Cortland Finnegan.
Yeah,
we signed him on the low, man. Once when Peanut got hurt, I think, and we went on to the Super Bowl with
Peanut. Yeah, man. I'm saying that. Yeah, he a high character. He a high character. Vet getting GM.
Oh yeah,
I tell you
you can't go wrong with that. Think about a Connor Barron, man. He played football, but you ain't never heard nothing crazy about him. Gettleman know what he's doing, man. I give him that. He knows what he's doing.
Man, I'm so happy we got that dude, man. I can't even lie, bro. But I will say this about y'all. Marty Hurney, like, he learned a lot, man. He learned from that. He learned from the mistakes he made before. He learned, man. He learned. He came back big and better. He a better GM. I like everything y'all done did this offseason, quietly. I like everything y'all done
did. Yeah, we did. I like what we did. But I think Rivera, man, you know, he going into his eighth year with us, so he a lot behind that, too. He quietly behind a lot of that. I think he learned a lot from Gettleman because him and Gettleman was kind of like A and B or Batman and Robin. Gettleman, a lot of that stuff, Rivera was—he had his hand in a lot of that stuff too. But we'll see, man. I mean, it's definitely a reason to be excited, just as long as you don't start off 1-5 or 0-4.
You get off
to 3-2, you know, 4-1, 2-2, you got a chance. But boy, that 0-3, 1-4, boy, that'd be a run, man. That makes for a long season when you don't get off to a good start, man.
Man, if we can go 3-1, well, I'd be a happy camper, bro. I ain't gonna lie about that. We can go 3-1.
What week is our game on? We week four, right?
John Panthers.
Yeah, that's week four, or week five. I know it's one of them. I think it's week four.
Jason just texted me. He said he slammed at work. He can't get on the phone right now. That's cool. It's gonna be, and you know, it's gonna pick up, man. But you know, as we go, let me see. Preseason Panthers. Nah, we got y'all week five.
Week five. I knew it was 4 or 5. So it was week five.
Yeah.
What's the first? What's the date of the first game? September what? First week. Week one is what date?
September 9th.
Oh, okay.
September 9th. That's the Sunday. Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna lie. Well, I schedule hell.
Damn,
we got
bro, that's
Jags.
Basically a month and a half away.
Yup, but we start the season with the Jags. God, bro.
The what?
You got to be kidding me. We start the season against the Jags.
Y'all open up against the Jags.
Yup, Jags, Cowboys, Texans, Saints, and Panthers, Eagles.
Well, that's a nice little.
Bro.
That's a hell of a start.
Our first seven.
Shit,
games.
I think we got Atlanta. We got Dallas, Atlanta.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be, man. Really, it really ain't no pushover NFL games no more though.
At all.
Maybe
a
couple of teams ain't good. Cleveland ain't. I'm telling you now, Cleveland ain't gonna be no easy out.
Man,
they made a whole lot of moves, and they made some good moves, man. They still
going,
you know, they probably
it.
Ain't gonna have no winning record, but they ain't gonna be like 0-16 though, or 1-15.
I gotta see him first, Tone, man. I gotta see him first, man. I gotta see him first, bro. I'm sorry, man.
But I hope they didn't mess up with going to get that Baker Mayfield. That was a surprise pick. We'll see. I know one thing, football is upon us. You.
Tone.
You.
Oh, okay.
You got thrown off, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to end that,
but
asked me if I wanted to end it.
Oh, nah.
Man, you seen Luke Cage season 2 yet?
Man, you know what? I hadn't really got around to it.
I'm just now getting into it, man. I'm on episode 7. It's pretty good.
But anyway, what I was saying is, man, well, I don't think we, man, we was talking about Cleveland, but, man, besides Cleveland, which, man, it's a little bit rough out there in the league as far as thinking you're just going to line up and beat somebody any given week. You got to come and play, man.
I got to see them first, bro.
It's a couple of teams. It's a few teams. I ain't going to sit there. Not every team, but it's only a few teams, man. You're going to be able to just be like, yeah, we should beat them. Probably about a handful now.
I got to see them, man. I'm going to be honest, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cleveland's probably one of the five teams that should be beatable. I don't think we got them, though. Who we got in the AFC this year? You know what? I think we might have the AFC North. I think we got Cleveland, now that I think about it.
Y'all got them.
Or do we got the Patriots?
Let's see.
No, we played the Patriots last year. I think we got the Browns and the Steelers and all them this year.
Shoot, man.
It's going to
be an interesting season. I'm going to be honest, man. We may have a better team this year with a worse record. It's a good possibility we're going to have a better team with a worse record, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just looking at our schedule. Yeah, we got the AFC North. We got the Browns week. We got them next week 13. Yeah, we got them at the end of the year. We go to Cleveland.
Yeah, y'all gonna lose that game.
The Saints, Falcons, Saints. Woo!
You know I'm going to clown you.
We got the Seahawks. The Seahawks coming to play us. We got to go to Pittsburgh. That's on Thursday night.
Okay.
That's going to be kind of – Ray got the Eagles. We got a tight little schedule, man.
It's going to be – whoever gets to the playoffs, you're going to be definitely battling. That's for sure. I don't think you're going to really – nobody really got a cakewalk this year like that, man. You know what I'm saying? That first game, that first game gonna be crucial. For y'all.
Yeah, it is. Let me see. Dallas.
Cowboys. That's gonna be a game.
So we got Dallas Falcons, Bengals. Then we got a bye week. Dang, we got an early bye week this year.
That ain't good. I don't like them early bye weeks, man. The players
don't
like
them
either.
I don't like them either. See, we got the Bengals at home. We'll probably lose to Atlanta at their place. We got to beat Dallas, man, and the Bengals, man.
Let me see. Our bye is week 9. Perfect. Week 9.
Yeah,
much needed rest.
I was off week 10 last year.
Yeah, you got that middle of the – yeah, I hate them early buys, man. It just throw your – if you're doing good, it throw your rhythm off. It's only good if you start out bad. You know what I'm saying? You start out bad, kind of let you get your chance to kind of collect your head, but, you know.
Man, we
got to
be
together,
down,
man. But y'all lose that game, man. But you're going to hear my mouth. If y'all hear that game, you're going to hear my mouth. Bruh.
Well, I'm busting the grill out for that one, boy. I got to take the grill downtown for that one.
Hey, you know, Tommy going to be down there. Tommy going to be down there looking like an idiot with a cowboy girl.
Man. Tommy was in Atlanta, and I called him, man. Tommy don't be wanting it. Tommy be in his own world. I tried to get up with him at the Atlanta game. He answered the phone. I ain't hear nothing else from him, man. That's the week that Atlanta whooped their ass, and we played that Monday night. That's why I went down. Atlanta whooped. Tim Lewis, I hung out with Tim and my cousin. You know, Tim married to my cousin. They was down there with a camper. They cooked out. It was all right, man. It was all right.
Oh, Tim Lewis.
Still looking stupid that they got beat down.
All right, man. Well, I guess we can go ahead and wrap this thing up, man. We'll get on
it
next week. I'm sure it'll be more news.
I'm glad you ended it, but I'm about to watch Luke Cage.
Okay. Yeah, you seen season one though, right?
Oh yeah. I've been talking season one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I might check out season two myself tonight, man. I might check it out.
It's pretty good.
But
yeah, if you get started on it, it'd be hard to get off of. I'm on 7, but it's pretty good.
I'm on episode 3 or something like that.
Episode
3 or something like that, man. But I'm behind.
All right,
power.
Well, I don't know if I
talked
to you,
man.
Be safe going to the end. Why would you renting something?
You know this. Yeah, I'm going to rent something, man. But
you renting a smart car.
You already know. Electric.
Who you taking up there? Who going up there?
This
your wife
man,
and the.
This man and the wife, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, they staying back home with grandma and the kids, man.
Grandma.
Oh, that's all right. Y'all got a little bit of me time up in the city, man. Take
you know
some
what
pictures,
saying?
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I ain't.
Yeah, I'm
I call you late, man. I had my son this morning, man.
Oh, for real?
Man, I got to see your picture. Man, that dude was smiling the whole time.
Yo, around old Papa Rooney. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I seen your picture smiling, though. I seen your pic. But, all right, man. That's
Dude,
the way it ended. It's 20 minutes.
Go ahead and push the button, man.
Oh, you ain't on it?
Oh, yeah, I got you. All right, well, we'll see everybody next week. Fly high.
Fly high.